difference between when I awake like this, when I go to the toilet, I can do it. But in the dream, even I really want to unit, but I cannot.
Because it's a dream.
Yeah, I know, it's a dream. But even in the dream, I know it, but in the dream, it means, but the situation is, I really want to unit that at is, that moment.
That is after dream. Different moments.
But I think I want to unit in the dream is because of the actual the situation at that time is that I really want to unit.
As long as you think that Dhamma is me, you cannot find the answer. But when you understand that Dhamma is Dhamma, so you know, it's just a conditioned moment. That,
I know, it's a conditioned. But usually you classify dream and this lie also dream too.
That is not understanding. It's you who would like to know. So you will never know that at all. Keep on thinking. Because doubt is also a latent tendency, a kind of latent tendency. And usually it's doubt about reality, not only story or concept. And when you know reality, you can know concept. But without understanding reality, there's always doubt about concept. When you forget it, you understand what appears now. See? But when you think about it, it hinders the understanding of reality.
Yeah,
it's a surprising situation. Yeah. Maybe tonight we have the same dream, we don't know.
Usually in dream also can be realities in the dreams.
Yeah, and it's so very fantasy thinking too, flying or doing anything.
Why is this fantasy thinking in the dream, but when we wake?
Thinking from life to life. Sanya remembers everything. So it can condition any fancy dream.
But when we awake like this, so we're back to normal thinking.
That is conditioned by experiences too. Some people keep on getting angry to someone, never forget, see, by conditions. Everything is by conditions.
Actually, condition is just condition. Sometimes we want to know this, why that, but just condition.
Because the panya is not strong enough to understand that moment as just a moment of thinking. This is.
We sometimes we never forget the dream, so
sanya.
Sanya marks and remember, and it is anatta. What that you would like to forget, you remember.
Any questions?
Time might want to rest.
It's really good to have somebody who's always Dhamma friends, always near you to remind of the Dhamma, of the realities.
Dhammang saranang kacchami. It has more meaning. When one knows that, why does one take refuge in the Buddha? Because of his great wisdom.
Yes.
Yeah. You said that we are really alone in Dhamma, so can you explain more about that? Really alone.
Citta arises only one at a time. And when there is thinking, there are so many things remembered, like people and things. But actually, it's only in a moment of citta which thinks. So actually, there's no one. If Siddhartha think about people, there is one person. When Citta thinks about one person, there are two. When Citta thinks about two, and more and more and more. So in reality, what appears is only object of Citta at that very moment, from time to time. Do you see alone, or someone sees with you? Do you hear alone, or someone hears with you? See? So no one there at all. And Citta arises and falls away, performing its function from moment to moment. But the succession from this moment to other moment conditioned the idea of I, because it seems continue all the time from previous moment up to now. But actually just one moment arises and falls away, never come back at all. We think of Ha Long Bay, it's only thinking. And even now, it's passing away. That's why it's like a dream. Because when one wakes up, there's nothing from dream left at all. So at this moment, there's nothing left after this moment. What we call this moment is gone, it's gone. So when we talk about the Satipatthana, you know about that? Yeah. And it said that, like, be aware of our reality. And it means that as soon as there is awareness of a characteristic of a reality, it's gone.
It's what?
It's gone completely. As soon as it's touched, it's gone. So there, if Panya is as strong as this, there will be less attachment to the idea of self, but not to the to the attachment for a sensuous object. It takes time to eradicate, little by little, the akusa. And the first one is doubt about realities and the attachment to the idea of self. Otherwise, there must be attachment and aversion, like the first process of life. Who conditioned the first process to be attachment? It's conditioned from moments before death. There is still attachment in latent tendency. So it's so strong that as soon as whatever impinge on any doorway, attachment is there. Even Buddha. But it said that Buddha is was the person who is so well aware before sleep and after birth. But there must be that process like others. And after that, it is the full awareness for Buddha. How strong attachment is. By seeing or understand this, when understanding grows, it can see the danger very little from the very beginning. Until Panya grows enough, Panya can see the danger of attachment with wrong view before other things.
When we listen to you like this and you say something, we feel okay, we understand and agreed. But soon after that, if somebody asks, what do I understand from yours? I cannot say the whole thing. It means the understanding is not really deep and to understand. So.
How can you know whether it's deep enough, it's strong enough? Only when awareness arises with right understanding of a characteristic that it is not self. At all. Whatever it is like hardness is hardness, sound is sound, seeing is seeing, hearing is hearing. But with ignorance, there is no awareness, no understanding of whatever arises and falls away until the sound or the voice or the Dhamma coming very often. To wake one up. But it depends on whether one is waking or not. Depending on conditions. But without the voice of Dhamma, impossible. What is reading? While one reads a book or Tipitaka, what is reality right then? At moment of reading. we read many things a day, newspaper, everything. There is seeing, right? And then the memory of sound is there, must be there for each word. Otherwise, it doesn't mean anything like this. See? No A, B, C, D. So, no voice. But at moment of reading, once upon a time, the memory of the sound once upon a time. So reading is not just seeing, it's seeing and thinking with memory of sound. Are we now reading without sound? Yeah, usually what we say reading is thinking of shape or form, or thinking of voice, or thinking of the meaning.
Yeah.
So at this moment, are we reading?
Reading by sound.
Not with memory of sound, but memory of sign instead of sound. But now it's memory of sign or nimitta, not of sound. This is like A, this is like B, this is like C. A, B, C, D, C, different.
If we are labeling, you know, so that is so-and-so, then there's also memory of sound.
About labeling at all.
I don't mean in like a practice.
Thinking of shape and form, yeah, and understand. Okay.